This is your devotion for day 9. Today's devotion, entitled Father Ran, is prepared by Brother Jack Coleman. Today's devotion is based on Luke 15, verses 11 through 32. When God ran. Almighty God, the great I am, immovable rock, omnipotent, powerful, awesome Lord, victorious warrior, commanding kings of kings, mighty conqueror, and the only time I saw him run was when he ran to me. He took me in his arms, held me to his head, held me to his chest and said, "My sons, come home again." Lifted my face, wiped my tears from my eyes with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He caught me by surprise when I ran to God. The day I left home, I knew I'd broken his heart, and I wondered then if things could ever be the same. Then one night I remembered his love for me and sat down on the dusty road ahead I could see. It was the only time I ever saw him run, and then he caught me by surprise, and he brought me to my knees. When God ran, I saw him run to me. I was so ashamed, all alone and far away, but I know he's been waiting for this day. He ran to me, took me in his arms, and held my head against his chest, and said to me, "My son's come home again." He lifted my face, wiped my tears from my eyes, and with forgiveness in his voice, he said, "Son." He called me son, and he said, "Son, do you know I still love you?" He ran to me, and then I ran to him. This song is one that Philip Craig and Dean recorded a while back, and that was a tremendous message in regard to some of the attributes of God our Father. The first verse describes the one and only true living God as an unassailable, unwavering, victorious force who would never run from an opportunity to rescue his children, but then goes on to explain how God will run to his rebellious children when their hearts are humbly turned back to him for forgiveness and restoration. It brought me to the teaching of Jesus about the prodigal son. Today we'll look at that narrative from Luke 15. The parable of the prodigal son is one of the most familiar of all of Christ's teachings, and it also is one of the longest and most detailed parables, and unlike most of the parables Jesus taught with, it has more than one lesson. The main feature, however, is the joy shown by God when a sinner repents and the celebration that takes place in heaven when a lost soul is redeemed. The younger son makes a shocking request, Luke 15:12, tantamount to saying he wished for his father to be dead. He was not entitled to any inheritance while his father was still alive. Yet his father graciously fulfilled his request by giving him his full portion, which would have been one-third of his estate, because the firstborn brother would have been allotted a double portion, Deuteronomy 21:17. This act depicts all sinners related to God the Father by creation, who waste their potential privileges and refuse any relationship with the Father, choosing instead a life of sinful self-indulgence. The young son sets out to be his own man and to make his own decisions, and subsequently blows through all of his inheritance in short order and wild living, verse 13. The word used for prodigal here means dissolute. In the original Greek, it conveys the idea of an utterly debauched lifestyle. It sounds like Jesus was describing in the 21st century lifestyle so many people clamor for today, and bring to mind the time-worn expression that a fool and his money soon parted, which is a principle taught by Scripture in many ways. The young son soon hits rock bottom, comes to his senses, and decides to go home and beg forgiveness, even carefully contemplating what he would say to his father, showing that he balanced the cost of repentance against his current dreadful situation, verses 14 through 19. I've written before about the need for honest self-evaluation of the fact that everyone must, in some way, reach the reconciliation of that they are incapable of saving themselves. Only by Christ can redeem. Only Christ can redeem our souls. Now we reach the most important verse in the entire narrative. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him. Verse 20. What a testimony to the long-suffering patience of God, our Father. Clearly, from this moment, from the moment his son walked away and he lost sight of him, the father had been watching, waiting anxiously, hoping that his son would return. Dad didn't go chasing the boy down, but he was continuously looking for his child to come home. Now look what Dad did when he saw his child on the horizon. He ran to his son. The father's eagerness and joy at his son's return is unmistakable. It is the magnificent attribute of God that sets him apart from all the false gods invented by men. Our God is not indifferent or hostile to his children. He is a savior by nature, loving, longing to see sinners repent and rejoicing when they do. Without a word of rebuke of the past, the father pours out his love for his child, completely restores his position in the family, and expresses his joy that what was lost has now been found. Verses 21 through 24. Do those who are parents see a teachable moment here for yourselves? God just slapped me in the back of the head again. I failed in these types of situations more than once. I'm not going to go into the self-righteous actions of the older brothers slash son. Let's just say that he didn't display an appropriate attitude towards his brother's repentance. But I believe many of us have exhibited the same kinds of thoughts in some way in the past. Oh, there's another tender slap on the head from the Lord. The prodigal son is an example of sound repentance, and the elder brother illustrates the wickedness of self-righteousness, prejudiced, indifferent church people who are not moved by seeing repentant sinners come to Christ. But the most vivid illustration is that of the father's portrayal of God, our Father, eager to forgive and longing for all the people of the world to come to Christ and for fallen believers to repent and return to right relationship with him. The lesson to all unsaved people and saved people who are burdened with unconfessed sin is to turn your heart back to God, the Father, and he will run to you. Verse James 4:8, TJV, the Jack version. This concludes your lesson for day 9.